Good morning. Right, if you want to come to the front, if you're a little bit smaller. Okay, now there were a lot of guilty faces last week, I seem to remember, when we talked about, last time we did an all-age service, we talked about how at home you have got a drawer that's got, maybe started off with just a couple of batteries and maybe a bit of string in it, and now it is full of all the things you can't find homes for and you have to rummage through it. Well, we have a chest of drawers, a bit like that here today, and we're going to see what's in our chest of drawers this morning. So, let's pull out the drawers and see what we've got. So we'll put them on the carpet down here so you can all see. Lovely. What is in the chest of drawers? What can you see?
Sand.
Sand, okay. And what have we got in this one? More sand, fantastic. Yep, definitely real. Ooh. Okay, now who can remember when the story was read out this morning by Anthony, what was found? Well, something was buried. Go on, what was it? A treasure chest. Okay, so there was some treasure buried. So maybe if we're lucky, there'll be something buried in the sand. Have a little rummage and see what you can find. You've got something. Open up the bag then if you've got something and see what's inside. You might need to confiscate the drawers afterwards. Fabulous. Okay, so show me. If you've got something in your bag, stand up and let's have a look what we've got. Stand up with the thing you found. Okay, so what have you got there?
Keys.
House keys. And what is in this bit of paper here? Do you want to take the elastic band off?
Oh, that's
a house. Oh, now it looks like you have found the deeds, a bit worrying, to my house. Okay. And the front door keys. Fantastic. So you have, that's quite expensive treasure, isn't it? How much do you think that treasure would be worth? Go on then, Nathan.
£100.
£100. Any advance on right move for my house?
Maybe.
Go on, what do you reckon? £1,050. Okay. Any advance on £1,050? How much do you reckon my house is worth?
£90.
Okay. So it's worth a lot of money, my house. This is worth having. Okay. What else have we found? What was in here? Have you looked inside? You haven't looked inside. Should we have a look?
What is it?
Look at this. Do you want to hold this up so people can see? There's two tangled up there. Look. Do you want to stand up and hold that one up for us? Rachel, stand up and hold that one up for us. What have you found then? What's it made of, do you think?
Gems.
Diamonds, maybe, do you reckon?
Yeah, and it's cold.
Diamonds? Okay, now if we sold these on eBay, how much do you think we'd get for these?
£4.
£4? Okay. Any advance?
£1,000.
£1,000. I'd be happy with that if I got £1,000. What do you reckon?
I'm saying £600.
£600. Okay, so these are quite expensive as well then. Fantastic. More treasure. Stick it all back in there. Okay, now what else did we find? Was there one more thing that was found? At the back there. What have you got there? What do you think they are?
Car keys.
Car keys. Yes, okay. So we don't really know what car it's for, but if we were lucky, it was a nice car. What do you think we could get for a nice car? Go on, Daniel. £60? Oh, 60,000. Whoa, okay. 60,000. That's worth more than my house, apparently. So that is a good car. Okay, what do you reckon?
Depends on which car.
Depends on the car. It does depend on the car. Yeah, what do you reckon, Nathan?
It depends if it's new size. If it was new, about £50,000.
£50,000 if it was new, maybe. Okay, fantastic. So, did you know that there was some treasure found not very far from here in Chelmsford in a field? It was found at the end of 2017, so the year before last, and a man called Chris Cutler found some gold coins buried in the field, and he spent 4 days with his metal detector looking for these coins, and he found them. And when he found them, he was really excited. He was filled with joy, and he said it was the best feeling in the world, especially after 4 days of hard work. And they've sent the coins off to the British Museum now. They're going to be analysed. But they think they're going to be worth about £10,000. So that's not bad, is it? Finding £10,000 in a field. Now, in our story today, two people found some things that were of great worth, didn't they? One person found some treasure, and the other person found an amazing pearl. And just like that man who found the treasure in the field in Chelmsford, they were really excited, and they sold absolutely everything they had because they really wanted that treasure. And Jesus says that the kingdom of God is like this treasure. It's so valuable that people will give up everything they've got just to have it. But what is the kingdom of God? Does anybody know? I'm going to give you 1 minute to chat with your neighbour to come up with a definition of what the kingdom of God is. Okay? So that means all of you have got 1 minute. On your marks. Is she ready? Get set. Is it going to happen? Go. Right. Talk amongst yourselves while the timer goes up. You've got 1 minute. Okay, 30 seconds left. Have you come up with your definition? 30 seconds.
I've got two on now. Oh no, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Okay, have you come up with your definitions? 10 seconds left. I'm expecting excellent definitions because you've got more than a minute this time. You ready? 3, 2, 1. Right, we stopped. What is your definition of the kingdom of God? Your hand went up really quick.
The sky.
The sky. Okay, so you think the kingdom of God is in the sky, yeah? Okay. What do you think your kingdom is?
In space.
It's in space. Okay, even further away than the sky. Okay, what do you think?
I think it might be in the city.
In the city, ooh, so a bit closer to home, maybe in the city. Okay, last one.
God's house.
God's house, okay. So those are all pretty good definitions. And Jesus, when he was talking about the kingdom of God, he was talking about not heaven and things that are going to come. He was talking about right here and right now. Now, do you know what a kingdom is? Anybody know what a kingdom is? Yeah, what's a kingdom?
It's like a place that has a king and queen.
Brilliant. That is a perfect definition. Yeah, it's a place that has a king or a queen. And so the kingdom of God is where God is king. Okay? It's the place where he is king. Which means it's right here, right now, if we're letting God be king of our lives, then that's where the kingdom of God is. So when we follow his commands, when we live in his love, then that's what we have, the kingdom of God. And that means we have the chance to influence where the kingdom of God happens and when it happens, because if we choose to follow God's ways, that's when we see the kingdom of God at work. So we have got a mini treasure hunt for you. If you want to have a little rummage around under your chairs and see if you've got anything stuck underneath your chairs. See if you can find anything. If you have something, stand up. So have a look and see if you can find something stuck on the bottom of your chair. Not everyone will have it because it's treasure and it wouldn't be valuable if everyone had it. Has anybody found anything? Oh, we've got one bit of two, three. This is good for, oh, people are giving away their treasure. That's not very biblical. They're supposed to sell everything to keep it, but you know, okay. Okay, so if you found some treasure, I want you to take it in terms of shout out what you found. So we'll start here. What have you found?
Being nice on social media.
Oh, being nice on social media. Social media can be a nasty place sometimes, can't it? If you're being nice on social media, you can bring the kingdom of God there. Okay, what else have we got? Who else has got one? You've got one?
Giving up your time to visit your household neighbour.
Okay, so if you've got a neighbour who can't get out much and you go and visit them, you're showing God's kingdom. Okay, what have you got, Josh?
Letting your brother or sister have the last ice cream.
Oh, the last ice cream and being donated to a brother or sister. Oh, okay.
Sharing your sweets with your friends or enemies.
Oh, sharing sweets. Okay, with your friends is not so bad. With your enemies, it's pushing it a bit.
Peter, you didn't manage to get rid of it, did you?
No, not sending that angry tweet or email.
Okay, so angry tweets and emails are not the kingdom of God. If you manage to do nice ones instead, that's much better. What have we got over here?
Not getting into a fight even when you are provoked.
Oh, okay. So sometimes people really push, don't they? But if you manage not to get into that fight...
Forgiving someone who hurt you.
Okay, that can be a really tough one, because if someone's really hurt you, you don't want to forgive them, do you? Okay, I'm coming round this way. I haven't got my step counter on. This would have been good for me. Okay.
Giving money when God prompts you.
Giving money when God prompts you. Oh, okay. So, oh, it's another one. I've missed one. Oh, you were trying to hide behind that pillar. Okay.
Demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit.
Okay, demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit. So that is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Okay, if you can do those things, you're showing the kingdom of God. So we have a huge part to play in bringing about God's kingdom. And if you think about it, in the Lord's Prayer, one of the things we say is, your kingdom come. And actually, we are part of answering that prayer because we help to make God's kingdom come. Now, can you imagine what Basildon would look like if we managed to get God's kingdom to come where we are by doing the things that he asks us to do? So whilst we're singing the next couple of songs, what I want you to do is come up to the front. This is the grown-ups as well as the children. The children might need a hand with this. And I want you to take a gem from my little yellow bowl, and we are going to have the map with where you are. So if you can find where you live, or maybe where you work, or where you go to school, or where you go to the doctors, or where you do your shopping, places where you have an impact in Basildon, stick your gem on the map in the right kind of place. If you don't have much impact in Basildon, you might want to stick your gem on the outside of Basildon, just around the edges. So whilst we sing, come and find a gem and see if you can find the right place on the map to stick your gem.